And I'll leave you with one of the things I'm proud of that book is I wrote kind of a manifesto. Mm. It's not a long manifesto, but here it is. Your brand today is no longer what you tell people it is. It is the differentiated experience your employees deliver. It's what you stand for and how your customers feel. And most importantly, your brand is what your customers and employees tell others about their experience. All else is derivative of that and only that.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, to Learn, Speak, Teach. Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. If you love to learn, be inspired, and succeed, we're here to speak and teach. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I believe if you're not living, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're withering. And if you're not engaged, you can turn this off right now. Because we here at LST are lifelong learners. And listen, I'm not your guru. I'm an ordinary guy on a journey to learn from the experts. My goal is to host each conversation with a beginner's mindset. Learn and let the experts speak and teach their truths. Join us. Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe. This episode is brought to you completely free. Get some stake in the game here. My fee for the show only takes a few moments. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Bonus points. Please leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right, let's get started. Welcome, everyone, once again to Learn, Speak, Teach on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm here today with Stan Phelps. Stan, what's up, man? Happy to be with you.
Yeah, great to be here. Looking forward to the conversation.
Dude, I'm excited for it. I just read one of your books, Pink Goldfish. We'll get into that in a moment. But I'm saying this honestly. I'm not just saying it because you're here across the mic from me. Probably one of the best top 10 marketing books I've read. So it's kick ass.
Wow, that's high praise. And I know you read a fair amount. So,
you know, what's funny is I don't read a lot of marketing books. I do have a marketing company, but yours really stood out to me. I bought the audio and the ebook. So, you and what's your co-author's name again?
David Rendell.
You and David read to me the entire time, which was fantastic. I just had to follow along.
And you told me this great technique, which I never thought of, is when you have the ebook, it's literally you listen, but you follow along, which I think solves the biggest challenge. I'm big on audiobooks, but it's hard to make notes. It's hard to, you sometimes can lose track if you're just listening. So I think that's a great technique, listening and reading at the same time.
You know, it's fantastic. Sometimes 1.25 to 2x is a good speed. Depends on the speed of the reader and the audiobook. And you can just get through books with concentration quick. I will tell this to any listener. One thing that's been happening to me is I haven't been reading it lately. I'll start texting and then I'll scroll to find my slot. It's easy to get distracted if you treat it as a podcast. However, right, if you treat it as like, if you read along with the audio, for me, the retention's incredible. So I could recite about 12 chapters of the book off the top of my head.
Right. You know, I don't want to get off on a tangent.
I started the tangent. Don't worry.
There is science behind this. They call that dual coding.
Dual coding.
So it typically, I talk about it more in terms of communication, Ben. So when you're speaking, and I speak for a living, and you say something that's, you know, relevant, people, if they're just hearing you, that's single coding. If they're just hearing you, they recall about 10% like weeks later. But here's the thing. If there is a compelling image in addition to hearing it. So a slide that's really impactful, right? A compelling image, it jumps to 65%.
Mm.
So that's I tell people, do you have to use slides when you speak? I'm like, no, not if you don't want people to remember what you've said. So you're using that dual coding, and I'm not sure how the reading, but engaging both senses is definitely going to boost the recall.